Welcome back to United Bears Recap. And as we get to know the Bears assistant coaching staff every week, pleased to be joined by linebackers coach Reggie Herring in his first year here. So you worked for a couple NFL teams in Texas, and you're primarily out south during your collegiate days from Auburn and TCU and Clemson. How are you adjusting to life up here in the north, and how can you compare some of the fan bases too?
Well, that's one thing I noticed here. Obviously, I knew when I got here that I was coming to but one of the most traditional NFL teams there is. I had the pleasure of joining the Houston Texans when we were creating a franchise. Mm-hmm. And we always felt like we were stepchildren compared to the Bears and the Packers and guys like that.
And the Cowboys.
So, you know, obviously that's a proud thing for me to be the linebacker coach of Chicago Bears. Great linebacker tradition. It's something that, you know, that I am personally very proud of and grateful for the opportunity to be here. As far as being here in Chicago, it's tremendous people. The fans are incredible. It's everywhere you go. And that's the position you want to be in as a coach.
I read somewhere where when you were with the Texans in the 2012 and 2013 drafts, you guys really had your eye on both Shea and Jonathan Bostic, and were ready to pounce on them, right, before they were grabbed before you?
That's a true fact. At the end of the day, we had Shea McClellan targeted. We were extremely excited with our position in the draft. We were hoping that nobody saw him as valuable as we did. I was really, to be honest with you, I was disappointed. I was, at the end of the day, when we got finished, it hurt us. And it's really incredible that I get the opportunity to come here, and here they are, both of them.
I know you worked with Connor in making the transition from defensive end to linebacker very successfully, too. How was Shea progressing before he had, you know, the unfortunate injury, and where had he really, where did you really see him making strides?
Well, that's probably the most disappointing thing of all for him. At that point in time, he was just starting to be comfortable in the position, understand why and where he was supposed to be. He was starting to make plays. His reactionary was always there. He was putting himself in position, but he had missed some tackles earlier. And at the end of the day, I knew it'd come around because he has excellent instincts. He has a will to desire to be good at what he does. So I know he's going to work at it. He's committed. He was coming on. He was doing a fantastic job. And we were actually on the throne of getting real excited about where he was going and what it was going to give to our defense.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan seems to have all the physical tools. We kept hearing last year into this year, the game just needs to slow down for him. Is that starting to happen for him?
You know, that's somebody, maybe somebody said that earlier and it stuck, but I'm just going to tell you my experience as a linebacker coach. When I watched John on film, he was too fast for the game. He was reactionary, was too quick, too fast. He's so explosive and instinctive. He needed to learn how to slow down his eyes, his reaction, overreacting to things more so than the game slowing down. So what we did through fundamentals and through basic concepts, we tried to teach him that sometimes fast is not good. It's harmful, and so he's learned to tempo his play at the right time, and that's sometimes fast, sometimes you got to tempo and slow it down. Everything's not always fast, and that's what he's had to learn, and actually he's done an excellent job up to this point.
I'm sure Lance and DJ, a couple of veterans, help you guys out with that. Lance was kind of the leader of that room when you came in. How has that relationship been with him, and how has he kind of spread your message to some of these younger guys too, and DJ too?
Well, I think what he does is he's reinforcement on things that we're trying to get done and coach here. At the end of the day, he's been there, done that, and it's nice to hear a voice that is reflecting and reassuring what's going on out there. He helps coach when he's like. This week, he's done a good job of helping the younger guys. Always the experience, his presence and experience is always valuable to the young guys and in the room.
When the injuries hit and you may have to rely on some younger or less experienced guys, how important, or how difficult is it to not simplify too much? Because if you, for those guys who don't have the experience, because if you do that, I'm sure it affects the rest of the defensive flow.
Well, the simplicity comes when you know your job and your confidence, and you're doing a good job studying, preparing during the week. It all starts with fundamentals. There's one thing that I can tell you that a lot of people don't know. In the NFL, there's a lot of teams that don't emphasize fundamentals. That's the downfall of the NFL. There's a lot of teams that are emphasizing fundamentals. When you have good sound fundamentals thrown in with a good sound scheme, you really don't have to do a lot. The fundamentals, the consistency level, high level of play over a period of time results in turnovers and consistent play, good team defense, and that's what we do here. We're very simple on defense, but we harp on the fundamentals and are very strenuous, and that starts with Mel and on down to Paul and John and Chris and all our guys. So all the coaches, we're all on the same page, but fundamentals, simplicity is what we're about. So it really plays to a young player.
Couple more before I let you go. How special is it to coach Christian Jones after playing with his dad at Florida State back in the day? And are they similar players?
Well, I tell you what, I hate to say this, but his son's got more ability than he had. But I played right behind him. He was outside linebacker. I was the inside. And at the end of the day, I feel a little bit of pressure because at the end of the day, we had to fight to get him on the phone. He was on his way to Jacksonville and with his other buddy from Florida State. So we had to do a little recruiting, actually, to get him. And I promised to Mom and Daddy that we'd watch over him, take care of him. But we're doing it in an aggressive way. We're extremely proud of where he's come, his process, the process that he's been through and the progress he's made. He is really a guy to watch. I'm very serious about that in the upcoming days and the years. He is truly, he's a remarkable young man because he was a free agent, and he doesn't act like it.
Yeah. If you will, as we let you go here, tell our audience about your dislike for tattoos and what happened when your son came home with one.
Well, I'm a fan of tattoos now by the way it happened. But at the end of the day, as a coach, you're relatively conservative and whatnot. But my son went to college, came home, and decided to display a tattoo that he had gotten while he was in college. And he knew I was conservative and let's keep it clean, you know. And I was ready. My wife prepped me, and I was ready just to gnaw at him and get after him and shame him. Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
He showed me what he had done, and he had a writing on the back of his shoulders of something that I had told him all his life.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me for getting choked up, but
okay.
Proud papa.
Yep, and something that you live by, and I'm sure he's living by, too.
Right. He who hesitates is lost. He who hesitates is lost. I told him, be prepared, be ready for your time, make no excuses. And it stuck with him, and good deal.
Yep.
Proud of him.
Well, you should be. Reggie, thanks for taking some time with us and opening up a little bit and letting us learn a little bit more about what you do and that linebacking core. Appreciate your time.
Yes, sir.
That's Reggie Herring, linebacker's coach of the Chicago Bears. We're back next on United Bears Recap after this timeout.